You're listening to Aspen Public Radio. I'm Carolyn Sakariasen. Last month, congressional Republicans made initial moves to repeal a Bureau of Land Management rule aimed at reducing methane emissions from oil and gas development. This BLM regulation is modeled after a similar state law in Colorado. Elizabeth Stewart Severy has been following the developments, including how much a repeal would affect Coloradans. Elizabeth, what is this rule all about?
Well, it requires operators to use modern technology and modern practices to cut methane leaks and to reduce a practice called flaring. So flaring is a process that burns off unwanted or unmarketable gas, so the gas that they believe they won't be able to use. And the purpose of the rule is to reduce emissions of methane, which is a big contributor to climate change. And then it's also about cutting waste. So the BLM manages drilling on public and tribal lands, and the argument is that the gas found there belongs to all Americans. So if you're venting and flaring, it's wasting a resource that belongs to all of us. But of course, others will argue that it costs more money to capture that gas than to just burn it off, and in that way, taxpayers would lose.
Can you describe flaring a little bit more?
Yeah, so you'll see those big, you know, stacks that stick way up high into the sky, and those big flames is a process of emitting the methane, and it's combustible, catches fire.
So what happens in Colorado if Congress repeals this law?
Well, the federal law is modeled in part after one that Colorado already had in place. Colorado was actually the first state to have a law about methane emissions. And Stephen Hall of the BLM tells me that the Colorado rule will still apply, even on federal lands in the state. So not much would change within the boundaries of Colorado.
So why do we care?
Well, I sat in on a conference call last week that had quite a few Colorado legislators, and an elected official from La Plata County, which borders New Mexico, spoke about how counties like hers would be affected because bordering states like New Mexico do not have regulations on methane emissions or on venting and flaring. So all those thousands of wells that sit in the same airshed, it's called an airshed, just like a watershed, would be emitting pollutants that would then blow right into Colorado. Okay. And the same thing with Utah. Utah doesn't have a regulation either.
Okay. So can you tell me about the local response to the potential repeal?
Cory Gardner is reportedly still undecided on how he will vote. And there's been a big push locally for people to contact Cory Gardner and speak in defense of the law. So Aspen Skiing Company is urging people to contact. Conservation Colorado was just here speaking with Auden Schendler at the Aspen U speaker series, talking about how Cory Gardner needs to hear that Coloradans want the BLM rule to remain in place so that Colorado's air quality is protected from neighboring states.
In the context of reaching out to your congressman, what's the timing on this?
So Congress is acting under a rule that requires fairly quick action, which is leading people to speculate that this will happen, this vote will happen either this week or next week. And it sounds like the vote is kind of hanging in limbo while Republicans see if they have support for it. And it sounds like it's likely to take place next week.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thanks, Carolyn.
Elizabeth Stewart Severy is our environment reporter here at Aspen Public Radio.